Hey, what's up? This is Ranting with Randy. I'm Randy, and this is a podcast about anything and everything that can drive a sane person stark raving mad. It can be about music, sports, weather, the bus, the train, giant umbrellas in the rain, crackheads in the hood. This is fucked up. This whole Jussie Smollett, is it a hoax? Is it not a hoax? What the fuck happened? Did he stage his own ass whooping? Is crazy. The shit is crazy. And I'll tell you why it's crazy from the jump. Because the first time I read about it on Twitter and everybody was like, I stand with Jussie, and all these celebrities came out and made all these montages and this can't stand and like, we support you and we're here for you and we're with you and da 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 da. And I was like, something's not right. Something is not right with everything that's going on, because what you got to think about it. Listen, you can watch one episode of Forensic Files. You can watch one episode of Dateline with Keith. You can watch one episode of Law & Order SVU, and you know that the first thing you do, that you should do, is when the cops ask for your fucking phone so that they could see who you were talking to, who you were texting, what the fuck was going on, where you were. They could, like, locate your pings off the towers, and they could maybe then have a place to look for the people that kicked your ass, whatever. You give him your phone. Dude did not give the cops his phone. He was all like, nah, you can't see my phone. I don't want you to see my private messages. And what are you worried about? Yo, like your sexting and like your dick pics and like all this. Two dudes kicked your ass, threw bleach all over you, racial slurs, homophobic slurs. They threw a noose at your neck, supposedly. And you're like, all like, nah, I don't want you seeing my phone. Fuck out of here. You give the cops your fucking phone, bro. You like, catch these motherfucking dudes that did this to me. Because A, I want you to catch them. B, I don't want them to do this shit to somebody else. So shit was hinky right from the start. So then it's like all this, you know, celebrity, you know, he's going to talk about it in due time. He's collecting himself. He had all his family and his friends around him. First of all, you get your ass whooped. You go home. Okay, you choose not to go to the hospital to check yourself out, to see if you're, like, maybe bleeding internally, broken ribs, whatever. Make sure they didn't, like, kick you in the head. You need a CAT scan, something. Fuck. I mean, common sense would be like, I want to go. They threw shit all over you. You don't know what it is. I want to know what they poured all over me. Is it infectious? Do I have some, like, fucking disease shit? Wash my face? Whatever. Clean me off. Something. Dude was like, nah, I'm going to go home and eat my Subway sandwich, which, by the way, didn't seem to get touched in the altercation. So the dude goes home. Okay, fine. Everybody acts differently after, like, a traumatic event. I understand that. You're in shock. Your adrenaline is flowing. You might not be thinking straight. You want to go to a safe place, and your safe place is home. I get it. So you go home, but if you call somebody, they're going to be like, yo, I will go with you if you have friends. Or you call your family, someone will say, do you need me to go with you to the doctor? Do you need me to go with you to the emergency room? I will sit with you. I will stay with you. I will be there. I will go through this with you, whatever. But somebody is going to tell you, you need to go get your ass checked out. Except if nothing really happened to your ass in the first place. So now, what's the next thing they do? You know, anybody, like it's CSI 101. They're going to look for the video, and there's video fucking everywhere. And if it's not on one corner, it's on another corner. If it's not coming out of a Subway store, it's like on the back of a building because they're watching their loading dock. There's video cameras fucking everywhere. And you know the cops are going to go after the video. How is it that they only have one grainy ass video of two dudes walking down the street with giant hoodies and parkas on? I mean, I know it's Chicago and I know it's the winter. But that's the only video of these two guys that they got, and you're all like non-cooperative and shit. So something's wrong over there in attack land. And it's fucked up because this dude, if this didn't happen, and this is what's so terrible, because now you're like doubting. Now in the beginning it was like, I stand with you, I support you, na-na-na. Now it's like, yo, this motherfucker is lying. And this is about lying. And victimhood. And the real damage that it does is to the real victims of real crimes who now are like, God dang, bro. They already doubt us from the jump when we go in. Now we got to be like extra assaulted for them to believe us. There's already doubt. There's already fear. There's already hesitation to report. That's why so many transgendered people are being murdered, because nobody is going forward, because they don't think their lives are worth it. They're scared. Nobody's going to take them seriously. They don't think that they're worthy of the same rights as everybody else. It's fucked up. And this dude just went and twisted that shit all up again. For what? A TV role? A job? That's some twisted fucking shit. So like, where's the outrage over that? In a nanosecond, there were like these videos all over Twitter of everybody supporting him and everybody saying, now where's the, what's the fuck up, Jesse? Where's hashtag what the fuck, Jesse? That's what I want to know. And you can't go in and like re-traumatize somebody, but like something's wrong. Like something is wrong if you say that two Nigerian dudes attacked you, like kicked the shit out of you, yelled at you, threw shit all over you, and all you walk away from is with a scratch on your cheek. Let me tell you from experience, from working in special needs high schools and special needs elementary schools and special needs programming with high school kids and elementary school kids in underserved neighborhoods, because back then it was like in the inner city. We called it the inner city, the hood, the projects. Now the politically correct term is like underserved. Yo, if somebody wanted to jump you, yo, you got jumped and you got wrecked. They weren't like, oh, let me kick you in the ribs, let me kick you in the legs, let me make sure that, you know, let me kick you in the back. They went berserk. They were throwing haymakers. They were grabbing at your head. They were grabbing at your face. They would claw your eyeballs out. That's how you jump somebody. You don't like walk up to somebody, push them down to the ground. They still manage to hold on to their cell phone and talk to somebody on the other end of the phone, and then only walk out with a tiny baby scratch. And yo, I saw kids, 8 and 9 year old kids, do damage to other kids if you can't get there fast enough. Because let me tell you, they know they only have a limited amount of time before someone is either going to jump in and break it up, or more people are going to jump in, and then the person is going to get fucked up. They don't give a shit. They want to bust your nose. They want to claw your eyeballs out. They want to rip your mouth open. They want to rip your hair out. If there's not hair left at a fight, something was not successful. So the fact that this dude got jumped by two people he didn't know, because even when people you do know jump you, they going for broke. That this was so convenient that he walked out of there with a scratch and like maybe possibly a broken rib. That's why the dude didn't want to go to the hospital. Because what kind of lame ass assault is that? And then you feel bad. I feel bad sitting here like doubting. Like the dude couldn't even script his assault, because you know for a fact he was like, yo, whatever I'm paying you, leave my fucking face alone. You can't fuck up my face. You could knock me down, you kick me a little bit, throw some shit on me, and then get gone. But like, yo, I need my face because that's my career. Anybody that fights you, that hates you, that is, has an ignorant hate of who you are, your lifestyle, where you come from, your religion, they want to destroy you. They don't want to just like knock you down and rough you up. That's not an assault. That was, to me, that was what stood the fuck out. I was like, yo, they did not jump him. I have seen people that have gotten jumped. Their eyes are swollen out of their face. Their nose are bleeding. They got clumps of hair missing. Their jackets are ripped. They chuck their book bag halfway across the street, hope it gets run over by a bus. Beating someone up and jumping someone is all about humiliating them and fucking up the way they look, so that for the next 2 weeks, they have to look at themselves like that. And everybody else has to see how they got their ass kicked. So I will guarantee you, this was not an assault. because nobody else, well, first of all, it was pitch dark. Nobody else was around. So the dude, nobody was coming and running to this guy's aid from what it looked like from that location where the back of the buildings were. It was isolated. It was dark. Obviously, dude, they're going to put a whooping on you. You're gonna hope if somebody calls an ambulance to come help you or calls the cops to come break that shit up. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's not the same hood where I've been and the shit that I've seen. But I mean, it just makes no sense. And who gives a fuck what's on your phone? You'd be like, yo, take my phone, take my computer, take everything you need to find these motherfuckers that did this to me. And then you become an ambassador because then you don't want it to happen to anybody else. And then you speak out. And you stand up for all of those that are too afraid to stand up for themselves. And now you went and fucked that up if this is fake. And I think that's what's pissed everybody off. Like, dude, you just re-victimized all of these victims. This is about victimhood. And this is about lying. Straight up lying. Knowing there were no witnesses. Because if there were witnesses, you would think that some, first of all, people would have that shit all over social media. Because now, before even people call for help, they shoot fucking video. Which is also fucked up. Because you need that one person that's going to be like, yo, I don't care about posting this. I'm going to get you help. I'm going to call 911. All these other motherfuckers over here are live Snapchatting that and live tweeting what's going on. There is a point where you have to, like, you know, separate when someone needs actual help from, like, some that's going to get you like 7 million views on social media of somebody getting their ass kicked. That's just, that too is just so fucked up. But I understand, I get it. I've never been assaulted, so I can't speak from the perspective of the victim. But I have seen, there was something that I saw a long time ago that has haunted me to this day. And this shit reminds me of that because you're like, damn, what do? You now fucked that up because you couldn't, You created something that now makes it even harder for people to go and help themselves. I couldn't help somebody. That was the first time in my life and the only time in my life that I literally froze the fuck up and was too scared and did nothing. I saw this girl get her ass beat. I didn't see that. I saw the aftermath of the beating. I didn't actually see the dude lay a hand on her. I saw her crumpled at the front of the elevator, covered in blood. Her face was covered in blood. There was blood all over the walls. There was blood all over him. There was blood all over her. I went going to just throw out my damn fucking garbage. And I walked in on the end of something. I don't know why somebody would continue to beat the shit out of somebody in like the public hallway. I'm guessing she was trying to get the fuck away and trying to get in the elevator and was not successful. And I'm standing there, frozen, holding my garbage in one hand, looking dead at the guy. Look, the guy looked right through me. Like I was like shook to the pit of my stomach. This girl was crumpled on the floor. And I looked and I was like, you open your mouth and nothing came out. And I threw my garbage in the incinerator and I turned my back on that girl and I walked right back down the hallway knowing that that motherfucking guy was watching me and what apartment I was going into. I locked every motherfucking lock on that door, put a chair behind the door, and waited for my roommate to come home at the time. And I said to myself, I should be picking up the phone right now and I should be calling 911 and I should be getting them help, but that dude is gonna know that I'm the one who called. And that could fuck me up. I don't know who that dude is. I don't know who he knows. I don't know who he rolls with. I don't know shit about Shinola other than this motherfucking guy almost beat the life out of this girl. And I was scared to motherfucking death. I was shaking. I will never forget this. I will never, ever forget this. I was so shook that I sat there and did nothing. And that is why I will never do nothing again. Because that haunts me. And the fact that this guy put this shit together to be like, I need to save my career, is really fucked up. Because not only does it re-victimize victims and potential victims from coming forward, you're then like, as a witness, like, how do I know what I saw was actually true? Because if I saw that and I reported it and he staged the whole fucking thing, how do I, then what the fuck did I get myself into? So I understand that there's trauma that comes with being a victim, but there's also trauma that comes from being a witness. And I don't know if you can correlate the two or connect what I'm saying, but all I'm saying is like it's messed up because I get that you might not know what to do in a traumatic situation and then the post-traumatic stress that comes with that and all the drama and it's a mentally draining and it's physically draining. It's exhausting. I think I slept that night just from being exhausted because I was afraid to go to sleep. I don't know if that dude was going to be waiting for me downstairs the next day, if he was going to be waiting at the elevator for me the next day. Who the fuck knows? Like, just like Jesse didn't know. Like, if he didn't know these dudes and they didn't finish what they started, who knew if they were going to be there waiting for him the next day or they knew where he went to get food. He knew what subway they went to. He knew where he parked his car. I don't fucking know. You think of all those crazy shit, all those thoughts, like, fly through your fucking head at 1,000 miles an hour. So I get it. I get that he kind of, maybe he went home in a panic and he didn't understand, like, maybe he should call somebody. But for fuck's sake, you have people around you. I mean, look, I didn't tell anybody for a long time because I had, like, I felt guilty. I was embarrassed. I was ashamed. I was always like, if I see something, I'm going to call and say something. Even back then, before cell phones, before all this see something, say something bullshit, you were like, I'm always going to say something. I'm never going to not report anything. Dude, when you see that shit in your face and you're confronted with that shit, the whole game changes. It's no joke. This is that was the realest shit. And then you make decisions, and those might not be the best decisions you're making because you might not be thinking straight. Maybe to give this guy the benefit of the doubt, he wasn't thinking straight. But if he set the whole motherfucking shit up, then he knew from the jump that the shit was not how it was going to go down, which is fucked up. It's really fucked up. I mean, he had to know the cops were going to ask for his phone. He had to know that there's video surveillance all over the damn place. Maybe he didn't know. Maybe he is too stupid. I don't know. Do people think that they can outsmart other people? Do people really think that you're going to pay people off and they're going to be completely loyal? Like, did you see the size of the two dudes that supposedly kicked his ass? There is no fucking way that he came out of an assault like that. With just a bruise and a scratch on his cheek. Dude, his whole face would have been rearranged. He may or may not have even survived that. Do we need to talk about what happened to Matthew Shepard? That dude got beat to death and strung up on a fence. If somebody wants to fuck you up because they don't like you for the color of your skin, for who you choose to love, for your religion, they want to fuck you up. Which is why, like, you're like, that was not, what was assaultive about that? They pushed him down. They threw bleach on it. Where, what the fuck? Did he go home and take a shower right away? What did the manager say that he was on the phone with? Like, how the fuck does this play out? There's so many more questions. And the point is he's not helping the police find those answers. And I understand you could be skeptical and you could be untrustworthy. You could be hesitant to trust the cops based on the way they've treated you and your community, you know, in the past. I get all of that. But you would think that you would cooperate to the fullest extent of your ability to give them all of the tools that they need so that they could do a better job and help you and become more familiar with the struggles of your community. And maybe that's where the cops need to have certain officers that address these kind of assaults. I mean, that have special kind of training, sensitivity training, whatever the fuck training. I don't know. You know, there's a million and one ways that this could have went down. And now it's a fucking hashtag Jussie Smollett hoax. And that sucks. That's bad all around. Because, I've seen kids assault kids or try to assault kids, elementary school kids. I've seen high school kids try to assault other high school kids. I can't even imagine grown-ass men trying to assault another grown-ass man with a scratch on the cheek being the only damage that they're capable of inflicting. You cannot tell me for one second that a 9-year-old kid in elementary school in a fit of rage could do more damage than those two tanks of human beings that supposedly jumped this guy. Yo, there's a legit crime scene. When you get jumped, there's hair and your coat's ripped and your backpack's ripped and your bag is ripped and they smash your fucking phone because they want to destroy everything about you, everything you have. They'll take your damn shoes. They will leave you there with nothing but your bloody ass self. It's all about humiliation and it's all about making you look weak. And kids could do that. I have jumped in between kids that have like had the look of like glazed over eyes that they were not even present. They were in another place when they were taken over by whatever got into them. And they went nuts. They were throwing haymakers. They are swinging at anything and everything that they could hit. So the fact that he said he was assaulted by two dudes that hated him in MAGA country for being black and gay is just, it's insane. It makes no motherfucking sense. That's the bottom line. The shit makes no sense. And I can only hope that this works out in it, the best for everybody. I hope that he gets some help psychologically. I hope that, you know, whatever he did to these two dudes that he accused and made them go through like the entire police interrogation, that also sucks. Like, not only are you fucking up your own life, bro, you like dragged other people into this shit and now fucked them up too. Not to mention the ripple effect that this has on other victims and the fact that you're now a liar. I mean, but maybe it won't, because maybe, I mean, look at Hollywood. There have been people given passes for worse? Mel Gibson, anybody? That dude's still working? How's that possible? Why does he still have a job? Anti-Semitic wife beater. I don't know. So Hollywood seems to have a very short memory. Should it? Should it not? Is that fair? Is it not fair? At what point are you held accountable for your behavior? I mean, should you say this guy should never work again in Hollywood? How do people trust his ass? You know, if he's capable of lying like this, to this extent, he's got a lot of work to do to earn people's trust back and to earn people's respect back, let alone work again in Hollywood. Maybe he's got to do some community service. Maybe he has to, you know, you got to do something. Somebody's got to help this dude. Why did he feel he needed to go to this extent to hold a job or to manipulate, you know, an entire community of people's multiple communities? I mean, there's so many more questions, but it's just so infuriating. It's so fucking infuriating because people are so quick to jump now because of the way the news cycle works and because of social media and because without the facts, people are willing to be like, yo, we got you, bro. We're good. You know, fuck this and hashtag that and everything. And then you gotta pause, breathe, and let the facts play out. And people were kind of waiting. There were a few people on Twitter that were a little hinky and like, yo, I'm going to sit back and watch this for a minute, because they saw the dude and they knew that the condition of the dude did not match up with the story at all. And I guess maybe this will be another episode of Dateline or Law & Order SVU. I'm pretty sure. Because it's a story. It's a compelling story. This will end up on Law & Order SVU. Because how could it not? It's an actor who claims to be assaulted and then goes on social media and does the interview circuit and gets all this sympathy and empathy and cries in his tissues and, you know, and then it turns out that the cops come and investigate further and it's claimed to be a hoax. And then this could even be a two-parter. Who knows? But the shit sure is fucked up. And it's sad. And it's sad that people feel that they have to do that kind of shit for attention or to keep a job or to get, you know, ahead. And it doesn't help anybody. It didn't help him. It didn't help the community. It didn't help the victims in these communities. It doesn't help. Nobody benefits from this shit. Nobody. Except all the haters and all the people like, see, we told you, dude's crazy, you know. Everybody on the left is so quick to support everybody without the meh. Fuck out of here with that. It was bad all the way around. And I'm just pissed because it's like, the fuck? I was even down. I think I was in like, I stand with Jussie. How could you not? You want to be like, this is the national emergency. Gun violence, hate crimes. And now this puts a dent there because you're like, now this motherfucker's a liar. Don't lie. Don't fucking lie. This is like how many times? Lying is bad. Staging her own assault is also bad. The shit's just bad all the way around. We can't be all bad. And we're not all bad. This is just fuck. You know what I mean? Like, this is just, shit's all fucked up. The whole universe is like, tilted off its axis and shit. We gotta get out of this Trumpian bullshit. Everybody's like so edgy and so fucking angry and upset, and as you should be. But like, it can't go down like this. Like, this is just nuts. This is why you gotta, like, you know, you gotta look out. You gotta be smart. You gotta not do shit and make shit up and lie, basically. Lying, it all comes back to the lying, I guess. That's what's so sad. I don't know. God dang. You'd think after all this shit in the news about kids, 8, 9, 10-year-old kids that get bullied for who they are and then go home and hang themselves or shoot themselves or overdose, like kill themselves because people bully them for who they are. This dude now like fakes this shit. And what does that say for what does that say for all these kids that are really struggling every day dealing with all getting assaulted, getting beat up, not feeling safe? And then you go and fake this shit? Come on now, that fucks them up. That fucks everything up for all of them. And they're already struggling. And you just made it a million times more difficult. And that's why people supporting other people and like looking out for these kids and stopping bullying, like you can't stop. You can't stop fighting against the bully. You can't stop speaking out and speaking up, and you can't stop that whole if you see something, say something shit. And I'm not only talking about like fucking suitcases on the corner. If you see shit, you can say shit. You just got to be careful where you say it and how you say it. I just say it all the time. I don't give a fuck. I've said some shit and I've had people turn around and be like, who the fuck are you? This is the last thing I'm going to say because it reminded me of this other shit. So I was walking down the street one day and I saw this mom with this kid, and he had to be like 9 years old, and he was a heavy set kid. He was probably obese, and the mom was yelling at him, and the mom said, so I was walking my dog behind her and him, and she was yelling at him, and he was like trying to like pull away from her. And the words that came out of her mouth were literally like, you stupid fat fucking dummy. And I turned and I literally was like, what the fuck did you just say out of my mouth? I couldn't even stop myself. This is a mom dragging a kid by the hand, walking home from school, I guess. And she literally called her own kid a fat fucking dummy. And I didn't look at her. I looked at the kid. And I said to the kid, don't ever listen or believe anybody that talks to you that way. You are better than that, and you're going to be fine. And I looked to the mom, and the mom wheeled on me and was like, bitch, who the fuck you talking to? And I said, I'm talking to him. I'm not wasting my time talking to you, because you sure as shit didn't win mother the fucking year talking to your kid like that. And she said something to the effect like, I know you walking around here with your dog, running around. I said, oh, where am I going? I said, okay. And I'll be right back out here the same time tomorrow. What the fuck? I'm afraid of you. You cursing out your own kid, calling him fat fucking dummy. And that's your own kid. And he's supposed to feel good about himself. And he's supposed to want to go to school. He's supposed to want to better himself. And he's supposed, because the way you talk, fuck out of here, bitch. I will talk to you. I will tell you to your face you can find me here. I'm not afraid of you. And you can't talk to your kid like that. That's not right. And that kid needed to know that somebody was looking out for him. And that was not right. That's not how parents should talk to their kids. That's not how anybody should talk to their kids, let alone anybody talking to anybody else. And this motherfucker now is going to go and like pretend that he was beat up by people that didn't like him for who he was. Reminded me of this kid that then has to go to school and be around people that think he's fat and fucking dumb. And it just perpetuates the cycle. And so that's why this shit is important if this dude fucking lied. Because it fucks shit up for everybody else. And it gives them the power to say, see, you're lying, effing this, effing that. And then they use the F word and the N word. And he's talking about, but I never said they wore MAGA. They said it was MAGA country. Bro, the bottom line is, it doesn't even matter at this point what they said or did, because you made the whole shit up. But it has repercussions. All this shit has repercussions, and not just for him, I guess, is basically what I'm trying to say. And I think I said enough. I mean, I don't know. I could go on and on. I got crazy stories to tell, but who knows? We could get to those another time. In the meantime and in between time, maybe be a little bit nicer to everybody. Maybe if you see something, say something. I know it's hard for people. Some people just want to mind their own business and keep it moving and not get involved. And I understand that. Some people are a little hesitant. Some people are afraid. Some people don't think it's their business. And maybe it's not your damn business. But at least somebody could turn around and you could try. And you could, I mean, if you see something going out, you could at least try. And if it's not your business or somebody turns around, you could be like, all right, my bad. I just thought I saw, you know. There's a lot, it could be a lot of things. It doesn't have to wait to the point of somebody getting assaulted. Standing up for somebody or supporting somebody or, you know, saying something when you see something. I mean, maybe it's not for everybody, but you could try. Or you could, you know, report it after. Take a picture on your phone and send it. I don't know, there's a million things. There's a lot of things you could do, but I think the most important thing is, if you see something escalating and getting out of hand, is to try to do the right thing, if you can. If you can't, you can't. Everybody's different. But hopefully, you know, in the long run, there's more good than bad, and there's more, you know, common sense than not, and there's less people willing to lie and put other people's lives in jeopardy, I guess. What the fuck? I don't know. All I know is I want to thank you for listening. Everybody that's out there that puts this in their ear holes. I've talked a lot longer than I ever thought I was. And, you know, that's how it goes, because it just flows. And who knows? I don't know. I guess I don't know. And now it is the end. It is the end of this podcast. There are more to come, because I got more. There is much more to talk about. There's going to be a double. I'm going to do one tomorrow. So this one's I'm going to pop this one out now. There's going to be one tomorrow on President's Day, because it's the day off. And even though it's President's Day, we can celebrate everything but that fake, obese, national emergency, omelet-eating, tan outfit-wearing, golfing motherfucker. That's not even in the Plantation White House on President's Day. He is down at Mar-a-Lardass doing his thing because the state of the national emergency is so fucking bad. So that being said, we have a day off. There's protests going on everywhere. There's rallies going on everywhere. I'm sure you can go find one. I'm going to podcast. The next podcast I'm going to do will be tomorrow for you. So it's a double. It's a twofer, because why not? Two is better than one. Listen, BOGO, buy one, get one free. Listen and get one free. Who the fuck knows? I'm done rambling. And as always, listen, you can follow me on Twitter. You can follow me on Instagram. There's probably a very good reason that Lincoln Mitchell didn't want to be on this podcast, because now the rambling end is going absolutely nowhere. So hit me up. Let me know what you think. I'm also, by the way, in Twitter jail for 6 days. So my alter ego account is alive and well. They stuck me in there for calling out the NRA and the queen of the super beet juice. Apparently, you know, they're very, snowflakey. And I hurt the NRA's feelings calling them out on the one-year anniversary of the Parkland shooting. And Twitter didn't like it so much. So apparently you can, Mara Lardass can trend on Twitter, but I can't call out the NRA on the 1 year anniversary of Parkland shooting, asking for common sense gun laws and gun control, telling them that we don't want to take their fucking guns. We just want smart, common sense gun laws, which everybody else fucking wants except the fucking NRA. And there I go again, done, stopping, period. You get what I'm saying? All right. So you know where to find me. Doodleheads in the Twitterverse. Well, actually, for 6 days, not there at my other account, which is Wicked Sick Poet. Send bail money and money for the commissary so I can get my cup of noodles. And that's it. That's all I got to say. Thank you for listening. And as always, peace and hair grease.